as your presentation comes up.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Adelia, for the introduction. I'm going to present data from a clinical study we did at UMass Lowell. We studied the effects of consuming 2 and 4 egg yolks on serum levels of two nutrients, lutein and zeaxanthin, that are found in egg yolks, and we studied an older population who were on a cholesterol-lowering drug. I want to acknowledge my colleague, Liz Kotila, and my advisors, Dr. Wilson and Dr. Nicolosi. The data presented here is part of my doctoral research, so I have no other relationships to disclose. The outline for my presentation, I'll go through some background on age-related macular degeneration, which is the chronic intervention in focus, the role of macular pigment, and some literature on nutrition related to the dry form of macular degeneration, and why we're studying eggs. Again, some literature on studies that already used eggs for intervention. I'll go over the study design, the study population, and I'll end with the results, conclusion, and also give you some information on future studies that are lined up. The purpose of our research is to find a nutritional intervention to prevent and or slow the progression of dry age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. AMD is a vision disorder that affects sharp central vision. As you can see in the picture here, this is how the vision for someone with AMD would appear. This graph here lists the causes of vision loss. As you can see here, it's not very clear, but AMD is the third leading cause of blindness in the world. It affects 1.7 million aged 60 years and over in the United States and about 25 to 30 million people worldwide. Among the elderly, it's the leading cause of blindness. And 90% of the people affected with AMD have the dry form. The dry form is the early form of AMD, whereas the wet form, which is 10% of the people are affected, is the late form of the disease. And the late form then leads to complete vision loss. This is a picture of the back of the eye, the retina of someone with dry AMD. You can see just spotting or drusen at the back of the eye. That's nothing but the macular region at the back of the eye gets degenerated. That causes the dry AMD. This is a role of macular pigment. There are many causes of AMD, one being age, smoking, family history. But the one relevant to this study is the role of macular pigment in AMD. So all wavelengths of light less than 400 nanometers get absorbed by the lens of the eye. So the UV light actually has no relation to macular degeneration. It's the blue radiation of light that destroys the retinal pigment epithelial cells, which then leads to macular degeneration. There is a region called the macula at the back of the eye, which is about 5 to 6 millimeters in diameter. And two nutrients, lutein zeaxanthin and its isomer, mesozeaxanthin, they accumulate at the back in the macula to form a macular pigment. What the lutein and zeaxanthin, they are a group of compounds which fall under carotenoid groups. This is how their structure would look. And these are entirely of dietary origin, that is, the body does not make them in vivo. So you have to get it from the diet. Some of the sources are eggs, spinach, kale, orange peppers, and corn. What these nutrients do as macular pigment is they act as antioxidants. They absorb the blue radiation of light, and that's how they're protective towards AMD. And studies have shown high dietary intake of lutein and zeaxanthin can build up this pigment and can protect against macular degeneration. This is a study done by Bone and his colleagues, and they showed, as you can see, a significant association between dietary intake of lutein and zeaxanthin and serum levels of lutein and zeaxanthin. And here you can see high serum levels is then significantly associated with building up that macular pigment at the back of the eye. Here are a list of some other studies that have been done with regard to lutein and zeaxanthin and macular degeneration. This is a study, the eye disease case control study by Seddon et al. Showed high dietary intake of carotenoids, lutein and zeaxanthin in a population who have the early form of the disease. It actually decreased their risk of developing the advanced form. The ARADS-1 is a study, the age-related eye disease study. It's funded by the National Eye Institute. They did a study which showed high levels of antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, and copper, reduced the risk of developing dry AMD by 25%. They are now doing the second study, which is still ongoing, where they're specifically looking at lutein, zeaxanthin, and omega-3 on the progression to the advanced AMD. This is a study by Richard et al., and it showed lutein as well as lutein combined with other antioxidants. It improved visual function and it also built macular pigment density in a population already affected with the early form of AMD. And why did we decide to study eggs and why not just supplements or, you know, things like that? Because there was a study done at the Tufts University, as you can see here, 6 milligrams of lutein in the form of egg yolks was more bioavailable, that's better absorbed by the body, than lutein, lutein ester, or even spinach. As you can see in this graph, within 10 days, the egg showed much more increase in serum levels of lutein compared to supplements or spinach. And eggs also have a number of other benefits, not just lutein and zeaxanthin, especially for the older adult population. Eggs have 6 grams of protein, which are of high biological value. They're low in calorie. One large egg is about 70 calories. They have a high amount of choline, which is necessary for all cell functions, especially the nervous system. They have 13 different vitamins and minerals. They're affordable, easy to prepare, chew and digest by this population. This is results of a study that we already did in our lab on older adults. So here we had people eating one egg a day for 5 weeks, and we showed significant increases in serum lutein levels by 26% and serum zeaxanthin levels by 38%. And since we saw this increase with one egg a day, we then wanted to see, you know, how far can we go? What will happen with more 2 and 4 eggs? But of course, eggs have been related to heart disease, and, you know, you're going to say 2 and 4 is going to be too much. But this is a graph. This shows a study done by Hugh et al., and they showed up to 1 egg a day is safe to consume in a healthy adult population. So that's the reason we picked a population who are on, who are controlled for blood cholesterol, so then we could, you know, study how 2 and 4 eggs work. This is our study design. We had people eating 2 egg yolks a day for 5 weeks and 4 egg yolks a day for 5 weeks, and then we had a 4-week washout or no egg period in between. We did serum lipids, lipoproteins twice during each phase, and then we did serum lutein and zeaxanthin. This just gives you an overview of the population we had, the mean age of 69 years, and all of them were taking a cholesterol-lowering drug. We had 61% females and 39 males, excuse me, and 70% of the population had a BMI greater than 27, and 16 of the people had some early signs of macular degeneration. So these are the results of serum levels of lutein. So with 2 eggs, we saw a 13% increase in serum lutein, and with 4 eggs, a 21% increase in serum lutein. And the difference between the 2 and 4 was only 7% for lutein. With serum zeaxanthin, we saw a 33% increase with 2 eggs and an 82% with 4 eggs. And zeaxanthin had a much more greater difference of 36% between the 2 and 4 egg interventions. And these were the lipoprotein responses. So with 2 eggs, you can see the total cholesterol did not change much. whereas the HDL, that is the good cholesterol, actually went up 5% with 2 eggs, and the bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, came down 2%. And with the 4 eggs, the total cholesterol went up by 4%. There was not much difference on the HDL in comparison to the 2 egg. And with the LDL, again, it went up significantly by 5% with the 4 eggs. The egg interventions did not really or significantly change the total cholesterol to HDL ratio. So to conclude, eating 2 egg yolks a day may be beneficial for a population who are already controlled for high cholesterol, because we saw significant increases with lutein and zeaxanthin. But with lutein, there was only a 7% difference between the 2 and 4, as opposed to zeaxanthin, where there was an 82% difference. And 2 egg yolks also raised someone's HDL cholesterol and lowered their LDL cholesterol. So 4 egg yolks might be too much, because it does have a negative effect on the cholesterol. So 2 egg yolks might be, you know, a balanced or an ideal number. This is also, as I showed you in my very first or second slide, how the lutein and zeaxanthin build up the macular pigment. So we also had a cohort of 37 people where we measured that macular pigment density. And we saw that people whose macular pigment is very low when they came into the study, the egg interventions actually raised their macular pigment density. It did so by 38% with 2 eggs and 54% with 4 eggs. So we actually showed that we could improve the serum lutein zeaxanthin, but we could also build up the macular pigment in the eye with the egg interventions. We're currently doing a study with Nashua Eye Associates in New Hampshire, and we're studying the effect of eating 12 eggs a week for 1 year in a population who already have early to mid-stage macular degeneration. So we're looking not only at serum lutein zeaxanthin macular pigment, but we're also looking at, you know, the progression of AMD, whether we can keep it at a control level. And as part of my thesis, I'm also doing some cell culture work to study why is lutein and zeaxanthin from eggs more bioavailable than other sources. And that's about it. So eggs aren't really as bad as they're said to be if they're eaten, you know. It's more the bacon and the sausage on the side of the eggs that really affect you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our final presenter is Ms. Prado. She is a PhD student at University of Texas, El Paso. Her major is interdisciplinary health, and Ms. Prado is going to present to us serum. No, that's my last one.